Leslie Nunnery with Teach Them Diligently, and I am so excited to bring to you something brand new that we are able to offer right now. We have a homeschool financial counselor team that is bringing you great content every week to help you teach your children how to manage money, how to steward what God has given them, how to set budgets. And along the way, you're very liable to learn a lot of stuff yourself. So this week, we have a very special live presentation from a couple of the members of our homeschool financial counselor team. We have Veer Reynolds and Linda Carlson from Evangelical Christian Credit Union, who are going to talk to you about giving your teens a solid foundation as they build for their financial futures and as they learn what God says about money. So without further ado, I am very excited to turn this over to Veer and Linda and allow them to share these tidbits and these ideas with you today.
Hello and welcome to our session on starting young and getting your kids on the right road for money management. Mm-hmm. I'm Veer Reynolds and I am from Evangelical Christian Credit Union. We are sitting here today on this beautiful campus in Southern California and we're really excited to be talking to you today about how to get those kiddos started. So we've got this wonderful roadmap that we have designed. It's a downloadable roadmap that you can actually get the link down below and actually get that for yourself and for your kids to go through together. It's got some great best practices mm-hmm. and some tips that can guide you through the process. And today with me is Linda Carlson, and we work together, and she's going to get us started on the right road.
Perfect. So thank you so much, Veer. And again, welcome everybody, and thank you so much for joining us. It could be morning for some and afternoons for others. So we want to say thank you, and I am going to highlight we had a question that came up, and when we first started talking about money management with our young kids, the question that would come up is, so where do you start? Yeah. And so that's why we designed this roadmap, and it's a very easy, comprehensive way to introduce, depending on your child at what age. So I'm going to kind of talk about the stages that we have. We have an early start stage, which goes from 0 to 7. Mm-hmm. And in that stage, what you're going to do is you're actually going to do the banking and allow your children to come alongside of you and be able to watch everything that you're going to be doing. Yeah. Then the next stage is our jump start stage, and that's from ages 8 to 12. And that's where you both bank together, and that way they get some of that hands-on interaction. They get to start really feeling like they get to do some of that banking. Mm-hmm. And then our last stage is our flying start stage, and that's where your ages 13 to 17, and that's where you're going to allow them to take a step back. You're going to take a step back, and yeah. You're going to allow them to do some of that banking, and you're going to be able to monitor, yes. and let's take a step back and see what it is, all the things that you've taught them in earlier stages. So I am actually going to start with our early start stage, which is 0 to 7. And again, in our roadmap, we have a very beginning steps of when to begin and how to yeah. begin with your youngest children. So we want them to always know that it's biblical to be responsible with what God has entrusted us. So we've enclosed or included a few Bible verses to be able to do that. And then after that, we want to also practice with our kids how to know the value between a coin and between yes. dollar bills. And once they start learning about that, give them the opportunity to be able to do some chores around the house to maybe earn some of those coins yes. and some
they
of those dollar bills.
Earn their keep.
They can earn their keep. Now, once they start getting some of that money, allow them to play store. So when you take them to the store and they've got some of those coins and some of those dollar bills, show them the value of something, and with what they've done so far to that point, allow them to understand that, okay, well, so when you wash those baseboards, this is what you're able to buy. Mm-hmm. So that they understand and they start putting together, you work, you make money, and you get to spend some of that money.
That's right.
And then from there, what we want to do is, now that they're starting to earn lots more money, I know some of you guys have probably either gone through the electronic, the three-jar system or the three-envelope system.
Yes.
So we're here to introduce to you more of an electronic 3-jar system. So what that's going to do is, as our children are starting from 0 to 7, you might want to really consider opening up that first savings account. It's their account. They'll be able to put money into the account, and that way they'll be able to see, as they work and money goes into the account, that account is actually going to start growing.
That's right.
So I'm going to have Veer take you on to the next stages.
So as they get a little bit older, they're 8 to 12 years old at this point, that is the start young age. And that's when you're going to bank together. So when they were younger, you did most of it and they watched you. And at this stage, you're going to include them in the process so that they can learn with their hands on. So again, we've got memorizing Bible verses. They're a little bit more mature, mm-hmm. and there's money scriptures all throughout mm-hmm. the Bible, and you can do that in your daily devotions. You mm-hmm. can do that in your teaching with your kids about money, and make sure you absolutely include that. And after they are little, you might have already opened up a savings account. If you haven't, you absolutely should by this time, but also consider opening up a spending account. And a spending account is just that. They're going to take the money that they've earned mm-hmm. and they're going to turn that into spending it either through a debit card or cash or online. So you want to practice those things with them. So when you have a debit card, then they can actually use an ATM and they can use it in the store and online. Practice that with them. Go to the ATM machine mm-hmm. and practice taking the cash mm-hmm. out and using that password and the keypad and showing them how to protect it, what mm-hmm. it actually means. And also when you're going online, you're going to show them where to enter that number and where not to enter that number in and give them those guidelines. So you're doing this together. So it's not as though they are just going out there willy-nilly, just spending money wherever mm-hmm. they want to online. You're doing this together because they're your children and you want to train them. And one of the things that kids get all the time are checks. They're still going to get checks, yeah. right? They get it from grandma. They get it from you guys when you're actually giving them gifts. Give them the opportunity to take a picture of that check and deposit it. Show them how that money goes from grandma's account and it actually goes into a check and then it goes into their account through taking a picture of it. That's kind of a complex concept for most adults to mm-hmm. understand, much less your kids. So you're giving them that understanding of how a bank account works and that their money is just not never ending. So make sure you look at your balances regularly. You can use the app and go in there and log in, and you can let them see those balances go up and down. And we wanted to mention too that our accounts are actual dual logins. So there's a child's login and a parent login. So the parent sees something a little bit different than the kid does. The kid has limited access that you control, and the parent has full access. Mm-hmm. And you can set limits on those accounts, and you can set alerts. So that means when they are going to the store and they're actually buying something, mm-hmm. say they're with a friend and you've okayed for them to buy something small, maybe it's a dollar at the dollar store, and you want to make sure they don't spend any more than $5. You can put that limit on there. But then what if they do spend $5 and you said they could only spend $1? Well, you get an alert and you get an opportunity to talk through that with your child. And that is a learning experience. But you know what? They had a limit of $5. They didn't go to $500 on accident. So those are the features that are built in there so that you can take advantage of them and use them as learning opportunities. So as they get a little bit older, this is where it really starts to change. Age 13 through 17. That's the flying start age, and that's where they're going to do the banking now, and you're going to monitor them. So we talked a little bit about the alerts mm-hmm. and the limits. This is where this really comes into play, because you're taking a step back and you're letting them use those tools and those features mm-hmm. and the banking account and the adult banking features that you have, but you still can see what they're doing and you can still set limits. So as they get a little bit older, they've learned how to earn some money. They may even have a part-time job, and they're putting money into that account. There might even be direct deposit set up. Mm-hmm. It's a good opportunity to teach them about taxes. So when they look at that check stub and they see where there's those line items that money's being taken out, that's kind of a rude awakening, where the $10 an hour they thought they were making really is not quite $10. So teach them about these things. Let them know it's a great learning opportunity so that as they get older, they understand these things. And then maybe this time you want to teach them about how to do some automated giving. When they're a little bit younger, they can still bring the cash and they can maybe give online every so often with their debit card. But at this age, maybe you want to start teaching them some automatic giving. And most churches have that kind of thing on their website that you can actually use and set up, or maybe it's a one-time thing. I know there's a lot of organizations where you can give something, you know, you can buy a goat for a family, for instance, <That's true. laughs> and they can go online and they can purchase that themselves, and they can see their bank account, how they had that money that they saved, and then the money goes out, and then they know where it goes and it keeps a record for them. And then they can use the budgeting tool to keep track of what they're spending their money on. And then learn how to practice getting cash back. We talked about the ATM already, but there's also getting cash back in the store. That's something that you probably do, and you want to make sure that they understand how that works. And again, using that little machine and the password and how to protect themselves. And then consider adjusting their limits at this stage. So you want them to start having some more freedom, because by the time they're 18, you want to have them set and independent and ready to go on their own. And this is a perfect opportunity to kind of increase those limits, but still get those alerts that are sent to you. And how many kids out there have cell phones and hopefully paying some of that cell phone bill? They may have car insurance that they need to pay for. Start getting them to pay for these things using their account with bill pay and paying that for online. And again, they can budget for those things and they can see that online when they log in and they can see the money go in when they earn it and then out when they're paying those bills. This is real life, and you want to be confident that when they're 18 and all of these features where you're getting alerted of everything and you have the final word on everything, that goes away. So you want to make sure that even if you don't know what they're doing when they turn 18, that you have the confidence that you've done what you need to do when they are younger and they are ready for that.
So we went through an entire journey in our roadmap, and we kind of buzzed through it. So we want to make sure that you get everything that it is that we spoke about today. So we encourage you guys to go back again online, hit the link, and download our Start Young ebook. We are super excited about it, and think about that approach that you want to take depending on which child and depending on which stage that they're in. And we just want to leave you with this one thought. Starting young, it actually makes a lifetime of difference.
It really does.
Again, we thank you for joining us at this time. We will talk to you soon, and have a great day.
Have a great day, you guys.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this video, you've got to check out Teach Them Diligently 365. Every week, there are even more thorough videos and chats about things that are interesting to you year-round.